well, those 45 minutes that I planned, you get to miss. That's the very good news. This is extraordinary. What a wonderful day. When people, and it's so ironic because this morning I taught a class on Unitarian Universalism, you, and you. If you want to know what Unitarian Universalists believe, look at what we do. Look and remember the list of all of the activities that our young people were into, whether marching or picketing or mucking or feeding or entertaining. They were doing our religion. It is not something simply to be believed, but to be practiced. Bridging. Continuity. The title of the sermon was From Generation to Generation, which in Hebrew scriptures is Lador Vador. And we hand off from generation to generation ourselves, our lives, our values. Our children look at what we do. They may listen to our words, but they look much more carefully than they listen, as they should, because what we practice is the example. What we say might get their attention. We are all bridges between generations. We are bridges because when we consider this brief flash of life as something simply isolated and in a vast, infinite, and eternal cosmos, it gets very lonely. But from generation to generation, as we hand off ourselves, sometimes biologically, and always through the meme of our examples of what we do in the world, we influence the future. But bridges run two ways, in two directions. And I am sure I was not the only one sitting here listening to the list of all of the wonderful things that these young people do, who didn't think, you know, that's remarkable. I could be doing more myself. We are examples to our children. Sometimes when they are young, we are good examples and they know it. Then when they get to be teen years, we're bad examples. And then eventually we may redeem ourselves and become good examples again. But they are also examples to us. Inspiration to re-engage the world when we get tired, when we get overwhelmed, when there's only so much muck and oil and blood and pain that we can bear and we would retreat. We have the inspiration of fresh faces, new energy, and youthful idealism that is ready to engage the world. And though we can't go absolutely back in time, we can remember from where we came and the examples that we set that gave them inspiration, and it will not be cheating them to take that inspiration back and to put it in our hearts. To know that we each run a lap of life. From birth to death. And we struggle, and we get lost, and we get tired. We create families, we create schools, we create religious organizations, and we try to make our lives and our values count. And this is the greatest example of that being true. For our own children, our own grandchildren, and the examples that we set for people whose names and biographies we will never know. When I look at where I got me from, the good and the bad, so much of it is not considered. I'll sit down and say, why do I do this? And it was some act of, usually of kindness, that touched my heart that I didn't consciously remember. But on examination, now I know where it came from. The adults who gave me time. The adults who gave me respect. And now I look for the young people who give me time. And the young people who give me respect. And know that we are connected. How connected? Well, I am a Unitarian Universalist because Sean Ganka's grandparents were married by a Unitarian Universalist minister in Pasadena. And when I and my then fiance and first wife Barbara went to get married, and I came from a tradition that has what Unitarians call cross cringe, we were looking for some place that was not going to scare us theologically to death. The Mungers said, well, you know, there's this thing called Unitarian Universalism. I'd never heard of it. And that's how Bob and Margaret brought me and Sean together on this beautiful morning. We are connected. Bridges going from past to future and from future to present. We carry each within ourselves a precious legacy and knowledge of the interdependence that we have one upon another from generation to generation. We pass on by action and inaction, by good example and bad example, what it is that we hold dear. The great Unitarian Universalist theologian James Luther Adams said, everyone has a motivating principle. Some people call it God, some people give it other names. But give me a week with them and I'll know what it is. What drives them? What makes them angry and passionate? What makes the veins on their necks stand out? It may be a good source, it may be a bad source. But all of us have something. And what Unitarian Universalism tells us to do is examine ourselves, reflect ourselves and our values, learn from each other. If we would build bridges from present to future and future to present, those bridges are architecturally planned by compassionate and generous listening to each other. They are built when we take that listening and let it find expression in our hands. When we, as they give us such a wonderful example, let our religion live and be incarnate in the action of our lives. We are all journeying across bridges that we build together.